Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:07 and change here in the Great Northeast this beautiful Wednesday, September 17, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we've lost this year but celebrate today, thanks to John. Like Bernard Kemzel, Wop Wallopin, Gary Hummel, Bloomsburg, Joseph King, Lake Ariel, Joseph Pill Wallace, Hudson, David Snyder, Oliphant, Jeffrey Pensick, late of Florida, but he was from Scranton, Joseph Polina, Pringle, Edward Setzer, Berwick, and Norman Peters, Summerhill. So with history, our great founding fathers, on this incredible celebration of America's Constitution. And that Constitution is incomparable. And it makes the United States of America the greatest country ever. We continue our commitment to common sense, providing you a sanctuary of sanity for the balance of this morning by gaveling back to order after that brief news adjournment, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. And we have the aforementioned Bo Dietl on the phone. That was on the Sid Show on WABC New York. Bo Dietl, how are you, my friend?
Okay, first off, I want to send my love and affection to all our veterans that have passed and are still with us. And I think it's one of the most important things that we remember these people that gave their lives for us to have the freedoms that we have. And now these scumbags are trying to take our freedoms away.
Amen. Amen. Well, Bo, so much to talk about. Let's start a little bit with the assassin of Charlie Kirk's investigation. I mean, it looks like they have him nailed.
Oh, this is, I'm a detective. And this is one of the great cases that I've ever seen as far as with evidence. You have cell phones with all the information that has been transpired with what he did on the bullets, with the emails back and forth from his lover, whatever the hell it is, this transformer. I don't know if it was a man or woman, about how much he loves each other. And it's all there. Everything is there. Every aspect of it, the weapon, the murder weapon, everything is there, Bob. And as far as I'm concerned, I would like to be one of the five people in that firing squad. And you don't have to let me know if the bullet's in there or not, but I'd like to put one right into this little punk kid, taking my friend, who I was very honored to know, Charlie Kirk, who was a great American. He was not just an American. He was someone with a movement that wanted to bring people together, you know?
Yep. We have a columnist here in the Scranton papers, much like the fools that you'll see in like the Daily News in New York and New York Times, say, oh, he was hateful, he was vile, a misogynist, a racist, the typical left-wing idiocy. They've never listened to a Charlie Kirk show. They've never listened to or viewed an entire event by Charlie Kirk. His events were about love, but they were about truth.
Yeah. Bobby, can you lower that music a little bit? I'm having a hard time hearing you. Basically, Bob, you know, I've investigated many, many murders and many, many homicides. Again, this has every aspect of what a case is to be, to prove the beyond a reasonable doubt that this little punk killed my friend Charlie Kirk. And, you know, it's just happening right now, Bob, that we have this beautiful lady that escaped from Ukraine, was murdered by a convicted felon, stabbed to death, no one helped her. And then on top of it, you have a couple in New York, an elderly group of people, a couple that was murdered and then set on fire. The whole world is now in support of the criminal aspect there. And all we're doing is supporting the scumbags that are the criminals and the good people. This has to be a turnaround. Now we have in New York City, we have a communist a person who's running, a socialist that is running for mayor of the greatest city in America. And basically, we're going to have a guy in there that supports every aspect of non-policing, non-support for the police, over and over. Whereas our governor, Hochul, Snaggletooth Hochul, actually went and supported her, and now all of a sudden she supported him, Mandami, and he turns around and he's not supporting her. Just shows you the way. And these idiots in New York City have no idea of what's going on. Bobby, can you shut that music down? I can't.
We don't have any on our end, Bo.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, it's not on our end. Yeah.
All right. So basically what we have here is, we have a mayor running for mayor of New York City, the greatest city, and every one of his aspects, he wants to take down the police. He wants to cuddle criminals, and that's what we're dealing with now.
It's got to be scary for you. You're a lifelong New Yorker, New York City cop, decorated, massively decorated New York City cop. You know what it takes on the ground and above ground, meaning at a much higher level with Bo Dietl and Associates. You know what it takes to make a city safe. And he wants exactly the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, this is the beginning of what the socialist wants to do. We can look as far as England, when you have something like 64 million people, English people, and only 4 million Muslim socialists, have taken over England, including London and 50 of the cities in London. And that's what their whole thing is going to be. Their whole idea is to have as many kids as they can, so they have a projection of having the population take and control the citizenship of America. They want to start in New York and blanket this across our country.
But we have a governor in Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, and he's a left-wing lunatic, but he hides it. And he just gave $5 million to a mosque, which has had speakers and imams proclaiming that the Jewish people need to be eliminated. And he's Jewish. He just gave them $5 million for their education. And he won't give money to Catholic schools. He won't give money to Christian schools. He won't give money to charter schools. This is how insane the left is, but it's even more concentrated in New York City.
Look, my thing is not, I don't hate Muslim people. What I hate is the extremists that want to change my views of life and for my family. Let them pray and do whatever they like, but don't push it upon me. And this whole thing, what's going on in Europe, we could just look as far as Europe, not just England. You go to France, to Champs-Élysées, you go anywhere, Italy. It is an overwhelming blanket of where they want to, if you study the Quran, it's not jointly living together. It's if you don't conform into our religion, we eliminate you. And that's wrong.
Yep.
That's wrong. And the good Muslims that are out there should realize one thing. This is not a society that is going to be accepted. And the violence is going to turn back the other way. Turning point, yes, that's a good name for Charlie Kirk's thing, because I think there's going to be an uprising with the good conservative people that are not going to take this anymore. We could just look as far as the support with these transvestites, whatever they call these transformers. And every one of these shootings has something to do. Maybe we have a problem when 45% of these tranny people either attempt suicide or commit suicide. I think Houston, we have a problem.
Yep.
And psychologically, we have to get to the bottom of it. If this violence is portrayed from whether it's the medication or the signaling of their brain power that you have to kill people, you don't have to kill people if you don't agree with them. That's what our great freedoms are all about. And this is scary because I have grandchildren, children, especially in New York City, which I love so much. When people are looking at this moron Mondavi who popped up out of a sewer cap, he just came out of the sewer, and people are supporting him so overwhelming. Are we serious? Mostly my Jewish friends, how dare you? This guy, you know what? A friend of mine, Felix Brinkman, used to own a place called the Adam's Apple years ago. He was a survivor of Auschwitz. He survived 5 years in Auschwitz. He told me in the 1930s, he was so supportive of Adolf Hitler. He used to wear a brown suit and all that. And he's a German Jew. And he thought, oh, the nationalism of what Hitler wanted to do. Then he didn't realize he wiped out his whole family.
Yeah.
And this is what's happening right now, dumb Jews. And all you dumb Jews listening out there, you're dumb. If you think that Mondavi is supportive of you, he's anti-Semitic, he hates Jewish people. So you want to run out there, raise money, and vote for him? You know what? When this all happens again, remember what Bo Dietl's saying. This guy is a socialist that wants to take out the Jewish population. He hates Jews. So vote for him. Send him some money. You know, I put together a PAC, a political action committee. It's called NYCABM.com. Anybody but Mondavi. And I have a PAC where I'm doing commercials where I'm walking around the city and I'm talking about, people know me in this city, what New York City is going to be. All I care about is anybody but Mondavi being elected for mayor. I of course I love Curtis Sliwa, and even the I'd rather have the other two idiots rather than Mondavi.
Yeah.
But in reality, we're at a Waterloo here in New York, and I think what happens in New York is going to have a blanket effect across our country on the way we're going to be going, and it's scary.
Bo Dietl's our guest, former New York City detective, decorated detective, the owner of Bo Dietl, the Bo Dietl agency, one of the premier investigative agencies and security companies in the United States. Bo, they're really, politically, it looks like there's no hope. Slee was my man. I love him. He's straightforward. He's saying what he wants. I've got no respect for the other two. But it doesn't look like anybody could win.
We know about it. My friend Eric Adams is a thief. They use $7 billion of migrant no-bid contracts. There's hundreds of millions of dollars missing. Hundreds of millions of dollars. And as far as Cuomo goes, he has no heart, no soul. And, you know, but again, I'd rather make a deal with one of these devils, but Curtis is not a devil. Curtis cares about this city. He would be a great mayor. And everybody says, oh, what does he know about running mayor? You know what he knows? He's honest. He cares about public safety. And he's the guy that I told Curtis already, if you win, we'll get the best people around. Why not have a leader like Curtis Sliwa, who travels the subway, who's there in your face in every neighborhood, and have him as a mayor, but have great people around. Great economic people, great policing people, great education people. Why can't we build something around someone with integrity and only cares about the people in New York? That's why I love Curtis Sliwa. He's the only one that really cares, not about money, not about his ego. He cares about the people of New York City for the last 40 years. But these other two jokes, the three, well, you got to count. Manami's a separate fool.
Oh, yeah.
That is a complete separate fool that when he had that little boy smile, I'd like to slap him right in his little punk face. And he came here. He should go back to Uganda. He's from Uganda.
Yeah.
That's where that other guy, his uncle Idi Amin, that was eating people. He should go back to Africa and go eat, get eaten by his uncle Idi Amin. This little punk comes into my city. You get out of my city, you little punk. You are not a New Yorker. Get the hell out of here.
Bo, and as with all of them, he lives in a rent control apartment, even though he's at a six-figure assemblyman salary, even though his parents are wealthy. He's the beneficiary of rent control. You just can't make up how awful these people are.
But you gotta, when you see these polls, where it's so over, what are these people thinking? You know why? Because he's getting on the internet. I think something like $50 million through that other scumbag, George Soros, and all these PACs are filtering in. Plus, I think it's 90% of his funding with his matching funds are coming from outside of New York City. There's an investigation into where his money's coming from. I think it's an overall plot. There's money coming in from China. There's money that's coming in, I just said, through George, that fat pig scumbag, George Soros. That's right, piggy. When I hear you demise there, George Soros, I'm going to have a party and take your little punk son with that Huma Duma that he married. They belong together. Oh, my God. I am so upset what's going on in my beautiful city. I love New York City. My children. And you want to know something? My daughter, my grandson are Jewish. And I can't believe Jewish people. Are you that stupid?
Yeah.
Or you just don't recognize what you're facing. The same thing, like I said, happened in Nazi Germany in the 1930s. My Jewish friends, German Jewish friends, all supported this little punk Hitler. And look what happened. And you know what? If we keep going this way, it'll be a repeat of history. Don't you read history books? The little scumbag Hitler said the same thing. We will make us together. We will nationalize Germany. Yeah, until they march my friends and their relatives into these gas chambers.
Yeah. Bo, it's a scary time in New York. There's no doubt about it. Some commentators, and I don't like them anymore, George Will, he commented, and I'd like your thought on it. He said, once in a while, in an isolated case, we've got to let these people show who they really are so that the rest of the country could wake up. I don't see the benefit of having New York City go down into the communist banner. I really don't see it.
No, and to my last breath, and I'm doing commercials for my PAC. It's NYCABM.com. I'm doing commercials. I'm very recognized in this city. I'm going into Harlem. I'm going into the South Bronx. I'm going into Brooklyn. I'm on a subway train, and I'm going to get commercials out there on social media, everything, what New York City will be under this scumbag punk Mondumi. And what we have to do is we have to shock people into realizing, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then all the big people paying big taxes are going to flee to Florida and Texas. Your services are going to run down. And as it is, you've got the worst group of people becoming New York City cops. Of course, the regulatory stuff, they're lessening the regulations on appointing cops. All they're doing is filling bodies. They put a mirror under the person's nose. If he's breathing, oh, you can become a cop.
Yeah.
And it's wrong. I'm a part of this great police department, and it's disintegrating, and it's horrible. If anything, the standard should go up. We should pay them more money, get more professional police. Now the police can't even do their job because they're being looked upon by this group, that group. These punks are deciding in that fraction of a moment what a cop did wrong in that fraction of a moment, where they sit in their cushy chairs making decisions against great people, giving their lives up and protecting this city of New York. And I am angry.
Bo, you should be. But you know what? The one thing I know about you, you will take this right to Election Day till the last vote is cast, and fight for your city, and fight for what's right. So, again, it's Bo, give us the name of your pack for anybody that might want to contribute or find out more about it.
Anybody that can, you'll learn all about what I'm doing. It's NYCABM.com.
Anybody NYC, but Mom Donnie.
Mm-hmm. Right, and people, this is the Waterloo here, because what happens here will vibrate across this country. And the next little scumbag's running for Minneapolis mayor also, another socialist piece of garbage. And this is could be the beginning of the end. Imagine having the greatest city in the world being run by a socialist, communist, little friggin' punk.
An American hater. American hater. It's scary, scary stuff.
Yeah.
But, Bo, at least we got you on the bulwarks fighting for us. We appreciate it so much, and we'll keep in touch with you throughout this election season and find out where things are at. You keep fighting the good fight.
All right, Bob, and God bless all your listeners there, and I love what you do with the veterans again. We can never forget them, because we wouldn't be here today, and now we got to stop this communist socialist piece of garbage, Mundummy.
Bo Deedle, our man. We'll take a break and be back on the Bob Cadaro Show.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Our great veterans this hour, we pay tribute thanks to John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Featuring three great bar restaurants. The Old Brook Inn, Springbrook Township, Far Street Tavern on the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton. The Queen City Tavern on the main drag in Oliphant. We'll talk about the best restaurants anywhere. Aterra 519, downtown Scranton. The Stegmeyer Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre. Joseph King, beloved husband, father, grandfather, uncle, dedicated public servant. Born Jersey City, New Jersey. Longtime resident of Lake Ariel, PA. He was 81 when he died September 8th. His wife of 22 years is Penny Rhodes King. Joseph Pill Wallace, Hudson, survived by two sons and his daughters-in-law, three grandchildren. He served us in the U.S. Army and will always be remembered for his love of fixing and restoring automobiles. He's now reunited with his beloved wife of more than 50 years, Mary, who passed away just a few years ago, Joseph Pill Wallace. David Snyder, Oliphant. We lost him at age 74, September 4th. A proud U.S. Navy veteran. He was laid to rest with full military honors at Washington Crossing National Cemetery in Newtown. David Snyder. Jeffrey Pensek, he died July 20th at age 76, formerly of Scranton. He's late of Jupiter, Florida, buried in Moscow, out of the Duffy and Snowden funeral home. Jeffrey Pensek. Joseph Quilina Pringle, preceded in death by his beloved wife, Mary McLaughlin Kowalinski, his siblings. Joseph served us in the Army and spent a great deal of that time at Fort Greely Weather Station, Alaska. After discharge, he graduated the RCA Institute and then Farley Dickinson University at East Rutherford, New Jersey. He met the love of his life, Mary, at Conrad Corporation, West Caldwell, New Jersey. They were married in 1970 and traveled the world together. Joe Qualina survived by many loving nieces, nephews, and other family members. Joseph Qualina. Our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, clouds with on and off showers likely. It'll be about 69, 66 outside the studios right now. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 57. Thursday, breaks of sun, clouds, milder, 78 degrees. Friday, partly sunny, 78 degrees.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Beach Boys. Murph says this date, 1966, they moved into the top 10 charts at number 8 with their hit, Wouldn't It Be Nice. Thought about it for a closing song, but we got something even better for you to wrap things up today. Bob Cordaro back on WILK, and a great thing is happening. Down at the marketplace at Steamtown this Saturday, we've got these this pop-up deal, and they're trying to create a marketplace at the marketplace at Steamtown. And another event, the first was a smashing success, is coming this Saturday. And Kristen Powers is with us to discuss all of that. Kristen, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we got another big deal. This Saturday, 11 to 5 at the marketplace at Steamtown, rooftop yoga starting at 11 o'clock, 30 local vendors, baked goods, produce, artisan foods, wine, honey, maple syrup, crafted cocktails, beer, plants, crafts, handmade goods, all of that happening, plus music this Saturday. Is there any more you could tell us?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. It's just that it's going to be a really good time. It's all based on community, and you could come down, shop these local businesses, have something to eat, have a drink, sit inside and listen to the music, or you could even head out back on our beautiful train bridge. We have outdoor seating and watch the trains go by from Steamtown National Historic Site.
Yeah, I'll tell you, what a great property. My executive producer, Mr. Paul, and I used to go to Crunch, and part of our workout was doing circuits around the mall. And I love that place.
Oh, yeah, it's so beautiful, aesthetically pleasing. And then what people think of as the old food court is where Scranton Public Market is located, and it really transforms into like a vibrant market like Reading Terminal or Chelsea Market or anything like in a bigger city, but obviously smaller because we're in Scranton, but what a great local vibe.
Yeah. How did these are you many of the same vendors coming back from the last event?
We have a handful of the same vendors, but a lot of them are new. So that's what we hope to do over the next couple months is invite some of them back. But as the themes change, the vendors will be changing as well. So
yeah. Okay.
If any of your listeners are interested in applying to be a vendor, they could reach out to scrantonpublicmarket@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page to apply for the Harvest Market, which is next month. And then the applications for November and December will be opening soon.
Scranton Public Market. Hey, there's more than that. There's live music.
Yes, we have live music at each event, and actually the marketplace at Steamtown has live music every Saturday. But
oh, neat.
For our event, we will have... Oh, go ahead.
No, that's neat. I did not know that. Mm.
Yeah, there's always live music there. I think usually it's 12 to 4. Ours will be 12 to 5, and it's Greg Kondrat. He's 12 to 2. And then Jim Cullen and Susie Rowan, they're 3 to 5.
Oh, neat stuff. I'm excited for another great event at the Scranton Public Market. I'm so happy that you've put on all this work and that you've got all these vendors coming in. It's going to be neat. It's really neat. I think it's going to be even better than the last one.
I hope so. That's the goal, that they keep growing and getting better and word gets out and everyone comes out to support.
So the Swap and Shop event last month was drew a big crowd. This month, it's even more. The rooftop yoga, I think that is what a great thing.
I think you should bring your mat and join us.
I should, but I won't. I'll just come and have some wine.
That sounds good, too.
Kristen Powers, Scranton Public Market, this Saturday, 11 to 5 at the Marketplace at Steamtown. Thank you for doing all of this. It really is a monthly event that the entire area can be proud of. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Kristen Power. Great stuff. I'm telling you, it's neat. All right. Let's go to the blower. We've got Donald from Pittston.
Once they turn on the
He's
Democrat,
calling regarding Charlie Kirk. How are you, Donald?
How you doing, Bob? This guy is so delusional. If you heard his testimony, I don't know how someone can be so dense and be so smart, like on the test scores. He was talking like if he was some kind of CIA government operative in the grassy knoll, and he shot him, and like he shot like Kennedy, like he shot Charlie Kirk, and when he dies, he's going to let the secret out, like hunt on his hospital bed. It's so bizarre. And then he's talking about his grandfather's gun. With all the modern technology today, he should have known he was going to be caught immediately. This is what this stuff's doing to these kids, this transgenderism. I'm telling you, they shut it down in Britain, and they're liberal over there. They shut it right down because eventually the Democrats don't realize once they're going to turn on their own. That's what they did it over in Britain. They turn on their own eventually, and then they shut it down.
Well,
but
Donald,
you got to follow the money trail and see where this money's coming from, these nonprofits and dark groups that are funneled in, like I read the Washington Examiner that's funneling these movements, and Trump's doing that now. That's a good thing. Just like you got rid of those drug dealers and the coming over here from Venezuela. This should have been done years ago. What do you think?
Well, Donald, you have a person who is confused. They've got gender dysphoria. You've got Democrat left-wing politicians telling them that they're going to be eliminated by people right. like Charlie Kirk. There is no surprise that some of these disturbed people, confused people, would react in a violent fashion. This guy, he thought he was protecting his transitioning boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm not sure how far along in the transition this person was. But right. now here's the thing, and I always say this. It's important to note this. This transgender person, the person who was actually transgender, that is the person who reported him and fully cooperated with authorities when she realized to her horror what the boyfriend had done. So there's good in these people, but the Democrat Party, the left, the media are inciting them with lies against people like Trump, against people like Charlie Kirk, and this is almost an inevitable result.
Well, you heard Bo Diddley. It's happening. The media won't address it. They start addressing that they cover up for it. Then they'll blame, like, the right. Oh, yeah, you're racist or prejudiced toward these people. I don't care what you do when you get old, if you want to transition and when you know what you're doing. But you can't be doing this to our children. And they want to bring in, like, Randy Weingarten. They want a Hallmark for grade schoolers and stuff. It's crazy. Look at all the damage it's done in this transgender nonsense. I hope they never win another election, these Democrats, because they're promoting this insanity, and I can't figure it out why, Bob.
I don't know. You know what? That's the million-dollar question. You know, people like you who were devoted to the Democrat Party, eventually you say, I can't take this anymore. I can't defend it anymore. What is with these people that continue to fight for this kind of insanity? I don't know. I really don't.
I was more like for veterans benefits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare.
A normal Democrat.
I was always like a Casey type, like Bob Casey's father.
Yeah.
I was a friend of his. I was pro life, you know that. And that's why I know this transgenderism with these falsified independent medical examinations and everything. I know exactly what's going on because I study law also. And you just can't operate on a child with no medical documentation.
Nope.
Say, oh, this kid's got this, or start giving them drugs and stuff. It's crazy. They don't do that with anything else. If you went to court with a case, you have to show injuries or broken bones or something. You just don't start a procedure with no medical evidence. It's ridiculous. I don't know why that we can't just shelve it completely. Somebody's funding it, Bob. We got to find out and cut the money line.
I know it.
It's still happening, though. If you Google it, it's happening.
Scary
stuff. Who's funding it? It's nonprofits, it says.
Mm-hmm.
So someone's funding the money into the nonprofits, and they're doing it.
Well, by the way, part of it is taxpayer dollars. just be aware of it. That's the sickest part of all. We're helping to pay for this insanity. We are. And
well, Trump really cut it off. But it's
not completely.
Nonprofits are doing it now.
Not completely.
Nonprofit hospitals.
But nonprofit money is going to groups which are then paying for this kind of nonsense. And it's scary. Donald, thank you, my
man.
It's
just an issue they don't want to let go for some reason. Just let it go. Let the person make when they're 18, 19.
Amen.
You're deliberately causing chaos and destroying the country. You just heard about Diddley. He knows. He investigates like me and you.
Yep.
What are they hanging on? They want. Can you imagine if you had eight wrestlers go in with like eight cheerleaders and they're going to shower together? Yeah, the prime of puberty at schools. It'd be right. Oh, it'd be a mess. It's ridiculous. Women need their own safe spaces, girls growing up, and so do men. And it's wrong.
Donald, thank you as always. We're going to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. And we're going to try to sneak in a poem because Lorraine's on the phone and she has a poem. If we don't get it before the news, we'll get it after. But either way, hang in there, Lorraine. We'll be with you momentarily. This day, 1967, Murph tells us the Doors performed their hit, Light My Fire, on the Ed Sullivan Show. Now, before the show, Jim Morrison promised he wouldn't sing the line, Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Higher. But he did. And Sullivan banned them from ever appearing on the show again. Oh, a day so quaint, the standards of the day back then. Well, here's someone who has amazing standards. And she is Lorraine, and she is from Hazleton, and she has a poem. Hi, Lorraine.
Hello, Bob.
How are you?
Hi, good man.
Good, good. Well, you got a poem for us. That's a good thing.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, you're being very curt and abrupt today, aren't we?
No.
Well, yup, nope, yup, nope.
It wears off when talking, listening to you. It wears off, you know. What am I going to do?
Lorraine, Lorraine, Lorraine. You're such a diva. You really have become a diva.
Oh, yes.
Who turned you into a diva? Webster? Was it Webster? Way back when.
Well, he and I had our own show together. Our own comedy song. Yes, that's my buddy.
All right. Well, all right. Let's go. We've only got a couple of minutes, so let's get to the poem. I'm looking forward to it.
Laughter in the midst of tears. There were many times that I looked out my window and saw the sun shining very brightly. Then suddenly I took a second glance when I noticed it raining ever so lightly. In the midst of all our sunshine, we probably will experience a little rain. It may be in the form of loneliness. Then again, it could be a chronic pain. This can be part of that old cliche that we must accept the bad with the good. It isn't easy. Wait a minute. It isn't always easy to put into practice. No one ever promised that it would. If you see the world through all of your tears, and it seems as though your life is full of sorrow, please ask our dear Lord for his help. You may then discover your laughter tomorrow.
Nice.
Thanks.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
Do you know when you wrote that? Do you recall?
No, it's probably. Well, you know what? It was. No, I don't know Wait a minute. I do have the date. Wow.
Yeah, you've got to start dating these as you write them. Well, you're still writing.
All right. This isn't a brand new one. My gosh, I have 2011.
Whew. Nice.
Wow.
See, it's aged. It's aged like fine wine.
That's longer than ago than I thought because. Seriously, I was sitting at the kitchen table here, and I looked out. The sun was shining, and all of a sudden, I did look again, and there was rain coming down, so that's what inspired me.
Yeah, that's almost as old as I like my scotch.
Oh, Lord, help me.
Well, Lorraine, thank you, my dear. Thank you. We appreciate it always.
You're welcome. I know I have to say fuzzy wuzzy.
Our man Mark Mayer, he's in deep into business lately, so we haven't heard from him, but I will let him know you remembered him.
Yeah,
All right.
Let him. I hope he remembers me.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Thank you, Lorraine.
You're welcome, Fuzzy.
All right. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11 o'clock and change. Reminder, you go into, it's your watch store, period. Raymond Weil, Breitling, Oris, Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, Seiko, Tory Burch, Victorinox, and more. And I've got, if you're watching on the live stream, my own beautiful Bacardo's watch, which I absolutely love. They're telling you it's time for the news, so it is time for the news. We'll be back.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.